USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency.
That's President Trump as he was speaking to reporters while leaving the White House, now in flight on his way to the U.S.-Mexican border to highlight the need for more border security. And as for declaring a national emergency, the president went on to say,
I haven't done it yet. I may do it. If this doesn't work out, probably I will do it. I would almost say definitely.
Back at the White House, federal workers are rallying there across from it as the partial government shutdown nears 3 weeks. About 800,000 federal workers furloughed or still working without pay. At least one person's been detained for questioning in connection with the fatal shooting of a Shreveport, Louisiana police officer last night. Officer Shateri Payne was walking to work when she was killed. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing a trip to several allies in the Middle East, currently visiting Cairo, Egypt, where he assured that the United States is not changing its policies overall despite the U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria that's been ordered by President Trump.
The United States under President Trump will remain a steadfast partner in the region for Egypt and others. We urge every country to take meaningful action to crush terrorism and denounce its ideological roots. You'll not fight these battles alone. Our robust battle against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups will continue.
Police in Arizona are still asking for the public's help in the case of a woman who gave birth at a health care facility in Phoenix while in a vegetative state where she had been for years. Police say DNA samples gathered from men who work at Hacienda Healthcare are now being tested. Police were called to the facility on December 29th when they found the incapacitated woman had just delivered a baby. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The leader of a top firefighters union is blasting President Trump over his threats to stop sending federal funding to fight forest fires in California. Harold Schaitberger of the International Association of Firefighters releasing a statement yesterday that calls the president's move, quote, yet another unimaginable attack on the dedicated professionals who put everything on the line. Earlier, the president tweeted the California fires would have never happened if its forests were managed properly, and he says he's ordered FEMA to send no more money until they change their policies. Three people are dead after a boat featured on the Discovery Channel show Deadliest Catch Dungeon Cove capsized off the Oregon coast. The Mary B. 2 had requested an escort from the Coast Guard because of high seas on Tuesday night. But a few minutes later, the boat flipped over. None of the three crew members at the time had ever been featured on that show. Astronomers in Canada picking up repeating radio waves from deep space. A study in the journal Nature says the mysterious waves were discovered over the summer on a radio telescope in British Columbia. They're called fast radio bursts. It's only the second time in history they've been discovered in deep space, as most experts believe the repeating radio bursts are generated by powerful astrophysical phenomena like black holes or neutron stars, though some experts suggest they could be evidence of advanced alien life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.